A once-a-decade redistricting process is proceeding in Humboldt County, whose Board of Supervisors has been told that district lines aren't likely to change significantly. At their September 14th meeting, supervisors were briefed on what was described as a well-balanced range of district populations. Redistricting is done following census counts and responds to changes in the county's population distribution. But Chris Chaffee of the Redistricting Partners consulting firm told supervisors that preliminary census data shows that the county's district-by-district populations are relatively similar.
Currently, your population deviations are not too far off. The smallest district is District 4 that is currently underpopulated by 3.2%, and your largest district is District 3 that is overpopulated by 3.5% based on the ideal population for the county. Now, just a refresher, the courts have basically allowed local agencies, cities, counties, water districts, school districts, to have a total deviation between the smallest district and the largest district of 10%. So right now, your current lines meet that 10% balancing test for equal population. But remember, with the Fair Maps Act, we also want to have that public engagement to hear from the public and hear from you about the communities that may have been split in the last round of redistricting in 2010, and what communities should be kept together. But with this just preliminary analysis based on the legacy file, your populations are actually pretty well balanced throughout the county.
Chaffee described each county district's population level. He said District 1, which includes Cutton, Ferndale, and southerly coastal areas, is, quote, very close to ideal population. Chaffee said District 2, which includes the divergent areas of Fortuna and the Garberville Redway area, is considered underpopulated.
District 2 with Fortuna and then the much more rural southeastern corner of the district. This is, again, it is slightly underpopulated by 697 people or 2.6%. Like a lot of other counties in Northern California, the rural areas have not kept up with the growth in more urban centers. So we're seeing this type of deviations in most of the rural districts in most of the northern counties.
But District 2 isn't the county's most underpopulated district. Surprisingly, District 4, which includes Eureka, is underpopulated by 882 people. District 3 is also considered an urban area because it includes Arcata, and it has grown. The district is the county's most overpopulated district by 3.5% or 966 people. District 5 includes McKinleyville and Willow Creek and is considered overpopulated by 2.7% or 727 people. The redistricting process includes public outreach and involvement. That aspect was described by Don Arledge, Executive Director of the California Center for Rural Policy.
We have the three outreach meetings mentioned. You can find all the information on the county's redistricting web link. You can fill out a community of interest form through the website that tells about your community of interest, what bonds you together. Public feedback and input's really helpful. So we have the outreach meetings, we have the community of interest form online, and then we'll be making PDF maps available at all the local libraries for people that might want to just draw on a paper map. And then there's District R, which is an online tool that you can submit input that way. So we just love to encourage public input and testimony to help the RAC and the Board of Supervisors understand where the communities of interest are in the county.
The county has also appointed a redistricting advisory commission whose meetings tap public comment. The commission will recommend mapping options to supervisors. The deadline for adopting final maps is mid-December. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.